A large seafood processing plant will be constructed this summer in Naknek, and it's expected to be processing herring and salmon by next year. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
A seafood processing company with plans to enter Bristol Bay by next year updated commercial fishermen about their plans during the recent Business of Fish workshop in Naknek. Late last year, Silver Bay Seafoods announced plans to build a large processing plant in Naknek with the hope of processing salmon and herring by 2014. The entrance of Silver Bay Seafoods into the Bristol Bay processing sector drew praise from commercial fisherman Robin Samuelson, who serves as the president of the board of directors for the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. BBEDC is heavily involved in the sockeye fishery in Bristol Bay through its 50% ownership stake in Ocean Beauty Seafoods. Samuelson gave the opening remarks at the recent Business of Fish workshop, and he admitted that Silver Bay Seafoods is a very aggressive company and will likely be vying for fishermen who currently fish for other companies.
I welcome Silver Bay to the Bay. I remember in the 60s and 70s the amount of processors we had and the amount we got today. And we definitely need more processors, and Silver Bay is going to be, I think, a very good addition to Bristol Bay and the fishermen of Bristol Bay.
The construction project manager for Silver Bay Seafoods was the keynote speaker at the recent Business of Fish workshop. Kevin Barry is in Naknek overseeing the initial construction activities at the site of the plant, which will lie along the Naknek River.
Here in Naknek, Silver Bay Seafoods is constructing a new, modern freezing facility that will rapidly and efficiently freeze high volumes of product with the ability to expand into more value-added products in the future. It will be primarily an H&G operation.
The initial dirt work on the new plant is already underway, and once completed, it will be around 54,000 square feet in size. Barry confirms the company anticipates having a drift fleet of 100 to 150 vessels, all with the ability to chill their fish at the point of harvest through the use of refrigerated seawater systems.
That's certainly our preference. We're focused on the drift gillnet fishermen. We're looking at some prospective options with, the set net, but right now it's primarily focused on the drift gillnet.
One of the most common complaints by commercial fishermen in Bristol Bay is the lack of tenders, thanks to the retirement of vessels through the crab rationalization process. Barry asserted that Silver Bay will be bringing its own tenders to the bay from Prince William Sound and Southeast Alaska.
That's one of the things that's really been attractive for our fishermen, certainly in Southeast and in Prince William Sound, is a very, very strong tender fleet. We put a lot of effort into making those tenders very efficient.
Silver Bay Seafoods noted they plan to have a fishing fleet capable of harvesting 18% of the annual drift net harvest in Bristol Bay, and they hope to be able to buy 30% of the annual Togiak Sacro herring harvest. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.